In the beginning of the second part, when you read it, there was something on assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it's like, that to me is just how the mind makes assumptions about somebody else's assumptions.
Yes.
And it's just like, you know, and then it's like, well, I'm right, my assumptions, and then I know I'm making assumptions of their assumptions, and it's all from the mind trying to make sense of something. And when I watch that, what it, how it's making sense of something with my assumptions, I really don't know. And then it's like, it's in a whirlpool, because it's basing everything to try to make sense of something. Or of life is based on assumptions that actually are always incomplete.
Welcome to the human existence. Which is exactly why it's so important to actually bring it up as a perspective of reflection, investigation, because you know our what we truly know and know with real discernment is pretty limited, and to be able to relate to the nature of the mind to make associations as a very basic function of the mind. You know, it's that right at the kind of core level. That's perception. Perception is making associations. Through memory and association, so that's happening, and then we fill in the blanks from there, and so much of it is assumption. So it's important to be holding that with a sense of a certain. The willingness to investigate, willingness to... I mean, isn't this one's going around in doubt and confusion all the time? But it's sort of like just giving it some space where we're not... It's like Ajahn Chah, it's just not sure. You know, not a sure thing. You know, yeah, uncertain. Because that's the reality of it, and we just make assumptions, we make stories, we lock in those stories. We've got the view of and we've got that position of self that we're protecting, and so, you know, so it hardens along the way, and keeps and then of course we end up in disputes and conflict. So it. That sense of balance being so important, and willingness to question, willingness to be wrong, which, you know, where that's very threatening, because, you know, we invest in being right so much, but there's tremendous freedom in being wrong. Like, I don't know. Yeah. And, you know, we tend not to go there. It's just too scary. There's this feeling of false security. Being right, being sure, being certain. It's absolutely this way. This is the way I should be. This is the way they should be. This is the way the world should be. From a place of Dhamma, then that being able to yeah, I'm assuming a lot. And there's a tremendous freedom in just being, not sure. I mean, not, and which doesn't mean one goes around in just this conflicted sense of doubt and self-doubt, but it's understanding the reality that we base so much of our positions on assumptions.